Bob McCormick, Money 101, KNX 1070. Now, when a diet just doesn't work, Dr. Amir Mehran is the clinical assistant professor of surgery at UCLA. Dr. Mehran, good morning. Thank you for being with us here on Money 101.
Good morning.
What do you ask of someone who's going to come in and says, you know what, I've tried it, and I don't think that I can lose weight any other way than through surgery?
Typically, an ideal patient is somebody who has been a successful dieter in the past. They've been on numerous diets in the past. They've been able to follow in a program, lost weight, but typically, after a while, the weight loss stops and the weight comes back plus an additional amount. Patients who are ideal candidates are also well-informed, intelligent. They are also looking at surgery not as the final answer, as the magic pill, but they're looking at it as a tool to help them maintain weight loss.
But I understand that the weight doesn't necessarily stay off when you have the surgery.
That's correct. If patients are not going to follow proper dietary habits or exercise habits, they can easily regain the weight back no matter what surgery they've had done. And I emphasize that to our patients at all times, that this is not the magic pill. They still have to maintain those habits. It just makes it easier, and it's only a tool.
Yeah. By the way, how long are you in the hospital for? How invasive is it?
Speaking just for the gastric bypass, it is a major operation done under general anesthesia. So average stay is 2-3 days in the hospital.
And does the insurance usually cover this? Now, I know this is an issue because some insurance companies have opted to cover it because they feel that it'll save companies money in the long run. But for the average person, does insurance cover a good part of it?
Many insurance companies cover them. HMOs typically cover them. PPOs, sometimes they don't cover them. Hmm. It's something that the patient has to discuss with their own insurance company.
And by the way, what would it cost? What does it cost for this procedure?
Roughly, at most centers, if people want to pay out of pocket, insurance does not cover it.
No.
I believe somewhere around $15,000 and $20,000, including everything.
All right. Now, is one better than the other? I know there's the banding and there's the gastric bypass.
That is a topic of debate. The gastric banding essentially is a noose that goes around the upper stomach and does not allow people to eat much. The gastric bypass involves making a small gastric pouch where you can eat less, and it also causes a malabsorption part to it when you reroute part of intestine. So each one has its pros and cons. The results that have came out from Australia, which are very good with the gastric banding, have not been reproduced here in the U.S. On average, if somebody is about 100 pounds overweight, which is what is recommended for surgery, patients who have had the band lose about 30, 40 pounds, and it requires a lot of adjustments. The ones who have had the gastric bypass lose 60, 80, almost 100% of their excess weight.
And what about those, I understand, may have an effect on people with high blood pressure or diabetes?
Correct. With any kind of weight loss, you will stop being diabetic and eventually stop being hypertensive. The patients who've had the gastric bypass typically lose weight faster. And we've seen is that those who are type 2 diabetics, those are the ones who have not been insulin dependent for too long, or they became diabetic as they start gaining weight. Those people essentially leave the hospital after gastric bypass with not needing any kind of diabetic medications. Roughly at less than 3 months, 90%+ of patients do not need the diabetes pills. Their blood pressure is gone, and their sleep apnea, joint pains, all that stuff is significantly improved or gone.
Do we have any idea how many of these procedures are done now in the country?
In 2004, the estimate was about 140,000. In 2005, was 170,000, 75,000.
Ooh, almost a half million?
Almost a fifth of a million, yeah.